call the show.
I almost pooped my pants this morning, and I really don't dislike, Tiny Tim.
402-466-3776.
I should say up front, I kind of hate your radio show.
How often do you listen?
I don't know, probably like four times a week.
Now, back to the show.
Hip, hip, hooray.
Just hit the east side of the LBC on a mission trying to find Mr. Warren G. Seen a car full of girls. Ain't
baby wipes, how you doing in there, buddy?
Doing good, man. Doing good.
I know it's hard to get a word in because I talk a lot. Feel free to jump in.
You're killing it. Both of you.
Yo, thanks.
No problem.
Coming up next hour, you guys are adorable. Coming up next hour, we'll talk a little bit. We'll talk to Mike Schaefer. We will talk about this article that Hetty put out in the Omaha World Herald as apparently not having a Navy SEAL for more than 5 weeks is why this team fell into the gutter and stinks.
If they want an in-house counsel, they have Damian Jackson if they wanted to.
That's true. He is a.
They just go ask
ex-SEAL.
Coach Frost if they could use him for a little bit,
maybe. Or how about the guy that Frost has brought in?
Or maybe that's he can ex-SEAL. Teach him how to box out.
Oh, I bet you. I'll bet you money. Damian Jackson can box out.
Bet you can rebound. His.
I bet you money.
He can.
Damian Jackson. Why isn't he on our basketball team?
I think he could rebound.
Listen, he would be hurting people out there. Damian,
you got five.
You have five.
Use them wisely.
Five fouls. I'm letting you play 5 minutes each night. I expect they are hard fouls.
Yeah. I bet he would run the floor nonstop and crush people.
I made my return, my triumphant return to playing pickup basketball and playing in the YMCA league.
I'm happy you're here today.
I hadn't played in 2 years.
How was that?
It's good. Everybody was asking me if I was sore. I've been doing box jumps and stuff at Kratos with like freaking Kieran Williams and these guys. Like running around on a basketball floor is not a big deal.
It was more about your age than it was anything else.
Oh, I know.
Being sore,
37,
okay?
Dude.
It was more about your age.
Trust
not about
me,
your
people were out there
abilities.
Pointing out that I'm 37 now and I should be careful and all this stuff. And I was like, eh.
Uncle Drew. Grandpa,
I'll tell you.
Grandpapa.
Oh, man. By the way, I watched Uncle Drew parts of it this weekend. Have you seen that movie? Either
I
of you?
Almost did. We
it's
almost got it.
Freaking hilarious.
Uncle Drew.
How did I not know that
Kyrie
this
Irving.
Movie is so funny?
I haven't seen the movie. I saw like the three episodes.
It was in the red box. We
Dude,
almost
I'm
thought about
right
it.
I'm telling you right now. It's hilarious. My wife didn't think it was funny at all. But if you're a dude who likes sports and you like just, it kind of reminds me of Coming to America. With Eddie Murphy,
really?
Which is one of the greatest movies of all time. I told you, it's a great movie. You got to watch. But the it kind of reminds me of that a little bit. They even have a barbershop scene in it. But Chris Webber and Shaquille O'Neal dressed up like an old Wolverine. It's really funny. Like, it's a really funny movie. Nice. The beginning is a little slow until the. But then once Uncle Drew gets there, like, it's hilarious. But yeah, so I made it back. And boy, the old shot. It was one of those where I went out there. My first shot was like a way deep, like Steph Curry deep shot. I hit it, right? Splash down. After that, I was 0 for 10.
Gone.
I had the one shot in me, and then that was it.
Damn.
It was good. That's all right. Felt good, though, man. It was good getting out and seeing people and
nice.
Hadn't played basketball in a while, and it was fun. It's good seeing everybody. I need to stick to softball probably, but it was fun. Maybe it'll come back to me. I like riding a bike. So, over the weekend, there was some NFL news you need to know about. Number one, Jacksonville. Sounds like they found their new quarterback, even though right now you're not allowed to talk to free agents. You're not allowed to come up with contracts or anything like that. It was reported that Jacksonville and Nick Foles have agreed.
They have a marriage.
On getting together, and Nick Foles will be down in Jacksonville. Can I tell you why I like this?
Tell me why.
All right.
By the way, that was the only interest there was for Nick Foles, right?
I did not hear that.
This report said... a market for Nick Foles outside of Jacksonville has not developed.
That's insane to me, to be honest with you. I wonder what. Hopefully, Jacksonville figured that out, so they're not agreeing on like some massive contract with him because he doesn't deserve a massive one. But if I was them, I would pay Foles around 18 mil. That's lower middle to lower tier for quarterbacks in the NFL. I'd pay him about $18 million. But here's what I like about Nick Foles to Jacksonville. That locker room sucked last season, right? People were turning on Bortles. Bortles not much of a leader. He just kind of, you see him out there, he's just bro, Bortles is just being a bro from South Florida. Turning the ball over, all those things. Here's what you're going to get with Nick Foles, in my opinion. I think you got a guy who they're going to like in the locker room, which is going to help out with guys like Leonard Fournette, some of those defensive players that are out there, and that maybe the locker room wasn't as strong as what you needed it. Mm-hmm. Because when the going got tough, that team folded last year.
Yeah,
they went to Kansas City, got beat up by the Chiefs offense, and then they folded after that. They folded, and they're better than that, all right? So I like the leadership perspective on it. And then I think you're looking at probably 28 touchdowns, 8, 9, 10 interceptions, mm-hmm. and you've got a power run game that you're going to run with. And then the last thing I really like about it, Nick Foles has had a ton of success under the guy who was their offensive coordinator. He was the quarterback's coach in Philadelphia. He also was on the staff in Kansas City when Foles was down there as well. So I think it's a nice little marriage, and it's going to really help them out. I think he'll be a really solid player that can make them, you know, I don't think they're going to end up being like a 12-4 type team, but I think you are 9-7, 8-8, something like that, with a game here and there. All of a sudden, you're 10-6. You're making the playoffs as a wild card. And once you get in the playoffs, Foles has shown that in a short set like that, he can get it done.
Yeah. Is there should there be any angst for Jacksonville or any team that would end up with the Foles? Is the fact that he's only played in short stints of seasons the last couple?
No, right? Of course. Yeah.
For going all 17 or whatever the number ends up being for Foles.
Sure.
Is he built to do that? Obviously, there's less wear in the tires the last couple of seasons because he's held the clipboard for parts of seasons. But now you got to go out. You got to be the guy from the get, just from jump. You're number one. Mm-hmm. You got to lead right away.
Yeah, he hasn't since he was with the Rams. And I'll tell you this. I'll throw the Rams stuff out because when you play for Jeff Fisher, nobody looks any good.
No, they all look
on that offense.
Awful.
But, I don't know. I think he'll be all right. I think he's going to be a solid quarterback for him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he'll ever be a Pro Bowler. I don't think he'll be a solid player that's not taking up so much of the cap, so you can then go out and get other players around him. I do think it'll be important to maybe bring in some help at the wide receiver position. You had a lot of injuries there last year. I think that could be a lot of help. But to be honest, I don't know. He's a solid dude. Solid player.
Good tweet there by Bryce. See that one?
Huh.
Never forget was his never forget LOL. He threw up this score of when Foles was at Arizona and Nebraska gave him the business.
Yeah, was it Arizona? Yeah.
Yep, 9 of 28 for 48 yards and an interception.
Yeah. Nebraska was
at
back.
That game.
I remember they were back.
I was at that
They're
game.
Back, if I remember
I
right.
happened to be there.
Isn't that what he said?
Mm-hmm.
He's back. Back, baby.
Zach Lee goes 13 to 23 for 173.
I'm trying to find the specific article so I can give credit to who it was who tweeted this out. But over the weekend, for one of our local teams news with the Chiefs, there was a tweet this weekend in a report that apparently the Chiefs have been sniffing around major trade options and also some free agents on the offensive side of the football, not the defensive side, and that there is a growing thought that the Chiefs are going to make a huge splash offensively, potentially getting involved in the Le'Veon Bell sweepstakes. What do you think of that?
Whoa, boy, they do that. Who stops that offense? Seriously, that's crazy.
Yeah, I have no problem if they decide they want to do it. I would use your cap money on offense, keep that thing rolling, and then try to use your draft capital on defense. LeSean McCoy is still a guy that I'd love to see them maybe trade for. He's got 2 years on his contract. That's when you got to pay Mahomes, so he'd be off the books. LeSean McCoy makes sense to me. Le'Veon Bell, I'm fine with it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a Chiefs fan, you saw that the guy affected the most by losing Kareem Hunt was Hill.
Yep,
team's playing way back.
Yep, they could.
Hour number two on the way.